All right, the request has been met, the demand, that is, from Congress. They have subpoenaed Harvard University, and now, finally, Harvard University has complied with the House Committee's subpoena by submitting 1,500 documents related to this investigation into anti-Semitism on the campus of Harvard University. But is it enough? Because Representative Virginia Fox, Kevin, has come out and said, listen, these documents are heavily redacted and they're duplicated and maybe they're of no use to us whatsoever.
The House Education and Workforce Committee, Tom, said the university absolutely failed to comply with the subpoenas. Absolutely failed. Absolutely failed.
Yes.
That's what they think of the of what was turned in. So what do you do next? Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm great.
I mean, you get a subpoena. It says you have to turn over these records. Don't you have to turn over the records? Are you allowed to heavily redact them or in this case, absolutely fail at providing what was asked for?
It's pretty much a no-brainer, right? But what they probably did was this dump of material that when you say duplicates, what that means to me is that yeah, maybe you can find a ham sandwich in the file, but over in this part, you got a piece of bread. Over in this part for the author, you may have a slice of tomato. Over here, you may have, lettuce and then some mustard over there. If you put it all together, you can get a ham sandwich, but what they've probably done is just given them this mass amount of material that is very difficult to discern. So that's what makes me think the failure, they getting the F grade for turning this stuff over, they weren't so transparent. And then the second thing is, as it relates to redactions, the only thing I could think of is if they had minors and they redacted a minor's name or identity. But you can't redact documents unless there's some sort of privilege that they want to raise. So that didn't make sense. When they redacted the author of the letter that was a chairperson in the information, that doesn't make sense to me. So the bottom line is there absolutely should be an investigation into the playbook of what you're showing or how you're being anti-Semitic leading classes or principals. That needs to be ferreted out, even the scent of it. So it's you can't have it, one. And from a legal standpoint, the documents have to be clean.
Yeah, the committee says we don't know if it's arrogance, ineptness, or indifference that's guiding Harvard in their decision to turn over the documents they did and the way they did. But legally, what do you do next? Do you go to the judge? Do you say, hey, they're in contempt of court? What's next?
Well, yeah. So obviously, if it's a lawful subpoena that's been given, they can bring them in and they can hold them in contempt. And, you know, there can be there's the legal ramifications, obviously, is the contempt charge. But to get any kind of teeth to that, it has to go to a jurisdiction or a court, which then can enforce a penalty on it. You know, the bigger problem is, you know, who's guiding them in that instruction? If you find actual obstruction or misconduct in office and you can establish that this is a public officer that receives federal funds, the university in one shape or another, and this person's obstructing, you know, that's raises the scent of, you know, a particular criminal charge. I can't imagine in my wildest dreams a lawyer or an official would want to put themselves out there to obstruct this kind of investigation. So first, foremost, you have to potentially hold them in contempt within the House. Then from there, there has to be a referral and a charge for the compulsion of some sort of teeth to making sure that they are censured or taken care of in a legal manner.
Yeah, the issue is that a lot of Jewish students have come out saying they don't feel safe on campus at Harvard. And we have even just on Monday, there was a professor who was going to speak on genocide who has appeared beside a leader of Hamas and was going to speak about how evil Israel is. That doesn't bode well either. That was the same day that these documents were due to this committee. Considering this and this reported increase in, you know, campus security, other measures by Harvard, they say they're dealing with the anti-Semitism. And then you have a speaker come on Monday. How effective, I mean, I don't know if from a legal perspective you can look at this, but how effective are these actions that Harvard says they've taken in addressing the root causes of anti-Semitism on campus?
That's a drop in the ocean, right? To me, it doesn't, when you, they're making it more complicated and clustered to solve issues with this whole thing. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. I mean, you know, I get peace. I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. If you are putting out there anti-Semitic messages, you're talking about genocide. You're dealing with those things. Look at what the president said. Look at why she resigned. She did come out with an op-ed later on saying I screwed up, but I mean, this is nonsense. So to your point, Tom, what they're doing it's abysmal to me that they're not dealing with this in a way of educating our young kids. And I call them kids because I feel old, but they're making messages out there, distributing messages out there that are contradictory to each other and not protecting their kids.
Right.
So it's a sad state of affairs.
It really is. And all these redactions, it just indicates at the very least that they're hiding stuff, because it doesn't seem, based on what's happened even this week, that they've really changed their behavior. Maybe they've tried to change some policies or enforce some policies, but the behavior seems to continue. How prevalent is this, do you think, in our nation's universities?
Well, it sounded like it was pretty prevalent, from the Ivy League standpoint. I have twins, one at State and one at U of M, and then I have another in Chicago, a medical school, and I asked them, they sense, both at both universities, they sense a delicate topic, and there's a standing rule of discussion in my son's frat, no politics talked about with regards to either side. You know, so the students, I think, have good common sense. I think it's the leaders that put these groups together to flame, you know, or whatever the case may be, doesn't make sense to me. So I think it's out there. I just don't know how prevalent.
Could students file a lawsuit saying their safety is in jeopardy because of the actions of Harvard and obstructing the investigation by not cooperating with the subpoenas, or is that a bridge too far?
Well, three things we talk about all the time. What do you need to file a lawsuit? You need liability, you need injury, and you need collectability. If they were negligent, if it's a public institution, you'd have to show gross negligence, but in the state private, you'd have to show just ordinary negligence. Then what's the injury? What's the injury? Is the injury that I couldn't, you know, get my academic career? And, you know, that would be tenuous, but you'd have to really show the damages. And I think those damages would probably be tenuous. If someone got killed, or in riot, or, you know, something of that sort happened, injured, yeah, you could foresee reasonably that the university is not protecting the students properly. Sure. Mm.
Yeah. Well, you know, legally, a hate crime is a criminal act, obviously, but we seem to allow these various leaders to determine on their own what constitutes a hate crime. And some of the things that have been said at Harvard and other campuses seem to be pretty hateful, and it may have led to some violence. Very much. I know you're busy, Todd, so appreciate your time joining us today. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a good one. All right, we'll take a quick break. Check with Fox News, and it's back with Kevin Dietz and Kevin and I will join you in just a few moments. 760 WJR.